Magic number 9 hockey broadcast, Rangers Bruins round 2. The Bruins continue to dominate. The big bad Bruins are back. My 9 out of 10 pick for the Eastern Conference champions are showing why they are my 9 out of 10 choice. 3-0. Another pathetic performance by the New York Rangers. The Madison Square Garden filth provincial doohickey twats have got zilch on the power play. Zilch for coherent offense. Rick Nash still thinks he's a franchise player, wants to try and do it himself. Hello, Rangers. It's called a team sport. You might ought to try and depend on your teammates a little bit. And why the lack of faith? Why the lack of cohesion? Who's the captain? On the other side, the Bruins continue to take stitches and bleed and fight and win. Chara, Bergeron, stitched up, put back together with the surgeons. You can't stop Sasquatch, and you sure as hell can't stop Bergeron. That dude, Lucic, Paille, Marchand, they're Iron Men. They don't break easy. And the Rangers' two-bit attempts at goonish, goony thuggishness are pathetic. They can't even hit well. The Rangers are done. The fact that they got past the Capitals was a fluke based on the Capitals' dependence on a single player. Well, the Bruins have no such dilemma. They don't have a single guy to stop. They don't have a single personality they depend on. They are a team. They're a Stanley Cup team. The Rangers are not, and it shows. Their lack of experience shows up in everything. Their lack of a power play. Their lack of a cohesive offense. Their tendency to take one-on-fours, one-on-threes. Try and do it alone. Yeah, go for it, buddy. Single-person excellence. What a conservative ethic. Oh, yeah, the one great man that can lift the world on his shoulders. Guess what? That shit might play well at a right-wing GOP rally, but in the real fucking world, your whole team is as strong as its weakest link. Right now, that weak link is Rick Nash, the Columbus loser, transplanted to bring some flair to the Broadway boys. Well, flair don't play well in hockey, Mr. Nash. You might ought to start playing like you're on a team instead of wasting power play minutes with your single-handed antics. As for Boston, it's a man's team and they're men, and they're grinding it out and they're playing it hard. They're playing it on the sides and in the boards. And their attention to detail is paying off. Their experience gives them patience. They don't get rattled. They're down 1-0, then they can wait till the third to even it up. And they'll just grind and grind and grind and win, which is what they did against Maple Leafs, and now it's what they're doing against the Rangers. Every time these flash-in-the-pan rookie-to-the-playoff teams think they've got an edge, Boston grits their teeth and gets it done. You got to respect Boston. If you don't, it's at your peril. I like them. I like them well. I like them all. Tuukka Rask has become a playoff-quality goalie. He has stepped out from behind Tim Thomas's giant shadow. And the guy has been good. He stopped way more shots than he probably had to. Then again, Lundqvist, Mr. Vezina Trophy, hasn't quite stopped enough. The Bruins are outshooting the Rangers, and the Bruins are outplaying the Rangers. And it is my, well, statistically, it isn't even my opinion. All the statistics say, you're down 3-0, you're done. Turn out the lights, Gracie. It's a matter of time. So will the Rangers be swept in 4? Maybe. Certainly possible. If they play like they did this game, I don't doubt that at all. But you never know. Last stand heroics. I'll say this, they're good at shot blocking. That's maybe their one strength. Other than that, they're a bunch of New York trash. Typical provincial bums. Aspirations to greatness, and everything is world famous. Well, on the 200 feet of ice that you guys play on, you're not world famous. You're just losers. That's all I got to say about this game. I'll see you next game.